is the temple of Apollo on the Rothschild estate. They talk about Lucifer being God. And the initiates of the higher order of the Masonic religion following the Luciferian doctrine. These people here, they support the socialist agenda, but are they socialists? No. See, communism is not a creation of the masses to overthrow the banking establishment. It's a creation of the banking establishment to overthrow and enslave the masses. The leadership of communism isn't really run from Moscow, Beijing, Hanoi, or Havana. It's always been run from London, New York, and Washington, D.C. It's not a movement of the poor, it's a movement of the rich. The people think they're getting something for nothing. They're going to take from the rich and give to the poor. These sheep are like so many of you who don't recognize that you're being sheared, that don't recognize what is before your very eyes. But the people, the sheeple here, just going along with the surrender of the national sovereignty, going along with the enslavement, going on with those things which are intolerable. When you accept the intolerable, you wake up in the morning and a nation is slave.
Ever since I saw the plan back in 1971 and 72 when I was on the intelligence briefing team for Think Back Fleet to bring about one world totalitarian socialist government, and when I saw that the United States was behind the whole thing to create world government over the ashes of all sovereign nations and existing religions around this world. This is not coming from without. The United States created the United Nations. The United States created the European Union.
The EEC was created by the Central Intelligence Agency working through a lodge in Italy called the P2 Lodge. Propaganda 2 is the name of it, which is the intelligence arm of the Vatican, and Prince Barnard, who is the leader of this World Council that controls these secret societies around the world, called the Bilderberg Group. They are destroying it. They are subverting it. Our Constitution has not been allowed to work since 1945, and maybe even earlier. And they have been working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government with the Communist Manifesto as its platform through the United Nations, which was created by this nation from an older organization called the League of Nations, which was the original foundation. And at the highest levels of our government, the Constitution's already been scrapped, and they are working under the aegis of the UN Participation Act and the United Nations Charter.
Which says what?
Which says that there are no rights, there are only privileges. And privileges can be granted or taken away at will by the state.
There's money in the center for Pfizer and the drug companies to promote additional vaccinations.
Like how much money do they get?
Well, I mean, it'll be a recurring fountain of revenue. It might not be that much initially, but it'll be recurring if they can get every person required at an annual vaccine. That is a recurring return of money going into their company.
Okay, so like if they mandate it for these toddlers, right. Then right. It's guaranteed income.
Right.
You need to see this. This is a trauma surgeon, and he's just explained the physical, the medical sufferings that Jesus Christ endured on the cross. But watch, as he talks about it, you'll notice he's trying to hold back the tears.
The median nerve goes right straight through that particular portion of the wrist. There would have been either destruction of the nerve or impingement of the nerve that would have created a tremendous amount of pain. So that every time you try to take a breath, it'd be agonizing. You'd be pushing down on spiked feet, which of course hurt, and then you'd be hanging on spiked arms. And so you alternate from excruciating pain to excruciating pain.
I'm profoundly impacted by it. Because I realized that the price that he paid was something I would never be willing to do for probably anybody. It's very difficult for me to even sing songs about the cross, even in worship, because I truly do understand what he paid, the price that he paid.
This is not our final reality, and one day we'll all know it. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire. And the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. That's 2 Peter 3:10. Think about that. The heavens will pass away. The cosmos will cease to exist. The very elements themselves will disappear in fire. All reality as we know it will dissolve. The sky will recede like a scroll. Like someone taking off a virtual reality headset, one day you will shed this physical body. Adjusting your spiritual eyes, you'll look around the eternal realm and realize that you had only been experiencing a small piece of reality and that God was in the room with you watching all along. In that moment, only eternity will matter and your eyes will finally, truly be opened.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from Glenda Lomax. The title is, They Will Destroy It. And this word was posted November 9th, 2022. I had seen in the Spirit over and over for years now that our Constitution is going to be declared antiquated and out of date, and will be destroyed by the wicked in power. You have asked me about your Constitution. Indeed they, the wicked in power, will destroy it, just as they have attempted to destroy the foundation it is built upon, our belief in Him. Your world is about to change in irrevocable ways, my children. For I must make changes and remove blessings in order that the wicked and unbelieving among you see their need of me. Have no fear, for you shall be provided for in miraculous ways, quietly behind the scenes. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
You'll never know what happens while you sleep at night. Unless, of course, you set up a camera as Redditor Crunchy Tacos did. In the first of two videos, we see the Redditor sound asleep on a mattress just below the camera. As the video rolls in night vision mode, the view suddenly becomes strangely distorted as an odd-shaped flare of light begins moving across the screen, warping the image as it moves. The video shows the line moving in slow motion. Some viewers believe that the original version of the video might reveal that the light is actually just a moth flying across the camera out of focus. However, the light returns in a second video shot from a different angle. This time the light is much more stationary, almost seeming to ooze onto the screen, remaining in one spot for several seconds. It then creeps across the screen. This movement is less consistent with that of a bug. So could this be an example of an orb? Some paranormal experts believe that orbs are the most common way for spirits to appear, as they believe they require the least amount of energy to appear. It's definitely an odd sighting, but is it paranormal?
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Nick Kershaw is a famous music artist from the 80s. You can probably tell by his hair and outfit. But as he got older, he appears on a magazine cover doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Yes, that same old gesture of pride. He's on a magazine cover doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. It's a gesture taken from yoga that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It's actually the false light of Lucifer, Satan. If it's not for Jesus Christ, truth and salvation, forgiveness, it's against him. And this is most certainly against him. Does Jesus require us to do secret, occult, hidden in plain sight, fake enlightenment poses? No, no, he does not. God bless you, everyone.
Andrew, what do you need prayer for?
My lungs.
What's wrong with your lungs?
I was born an asthmatic, but I've got bronchiectasis, which means my lungs are damaged.
So how long have you had this all your life?
No, I got bronchiectasis in 2014.
Wow, now, is
I
it
can't
hard?
Breathe.
So you can't take deep breaths?
No.
So what happens?
Not anymore.
What happens if you try? Is that what would happen if you try?
I start coughing. So I cough a lot, so it makes my lungs hurt.
Can you imagine being this woman? Just can we reach out? You've come for a miracle, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, you're in a very good, and even you're laughing already. You're in a good spot. Can you reach out to Drew right now? Just relax. In fact, put your hand on your chest, put your hand on your hand, and just right now touch Drew. Santa Free, out! Free! Hey, Drew, what are you feeling now?
I feel like I can breathe better.
Well, breathe deep, deep, deep. How's that?
I haven't coughed since I've been, you know.
Breathe deep now. Hey, take deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coughing.
And I'm not so tense in my lungs.
What is something happy to do? Something's taking a little bit. You're not coughing. Hey, can you take a deeper breath now?
Mm-hmm.
So how long has it been since you could breathe a deep breath without coughing? How long?
No,
how long has it been since you could do this?
About 5 years.
Yeah. Well, oxygen. Breathe in now.
Go for a little walk.
Go for a little walk.
Usually I'm breathing through my nose.
Breathe through your nose. You can do that. Shush, is that cool? Come on, that is. Let's go for a little walk. That is cool. That's so cool, isn't it?
You're laughing. You're still laughing. I'm laughing now.
door. Be straight. ¿Puedo agarrar la bolsa y...?
Sí.
¿Quiero enseñar algo, señora?
She hasn't been able to walk. She has not been able to walk in 5 years. Look, she's still crying. Is that good? Yeah.
You kidding me? You gangrene? Is it?
Yeah, she had gangrene in her spine, in her knees, and in her back.
Dude, that's awesome.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And most of it. I mean, right about.
Take me to your...